And finally, this has been Alastair Burnett's last news at 10. He first joined ITN 28 years ago, and by any standard, it's been a remarkable career. In 1966, Nigel Lawson, Alastair Burnett and Paul Johnson were seen as the rising stars of journalism. But ITN had signed up the man from The Economist in 1963 as political editor. And in 1967, he was one of News at Ten's first presenters. He'd campaigned for a half-hour news, and the team made it Britain's most watched bulletin. As anchorman of a record number of general election programmes, he became ITV's voice of politics. In 1964, another Soviet leader, Khrushchev, was in trouble.
Well, whatever may be happening in Russia tonight, and the latest news suggests it could be something big, within minutes we shall have a pointer to who's going to govern Britain.
An encyclopedic knowledge of political detail and a gentle humour enriched the results and brought the programmes alive.
And to Alastair Burnett.
Mr. Christopher Chataway, the Conservative in Lewisham North, is out. That's Mr. Christopher Chataway. Couldn't quite run fast enough, I think, this time to escape defeat.
24 years later, and another long period of Tory rule was faltering.
Here, competitiveness is falling, prices are still rising. Even people who've bought their own homes are now apparently going to lose them. Have you lost your way too?
No, I don't think so.
4 months on, he knew instantly the importance of Geoffrey Howe's resignation.
Mr. Baker, he's gone. He's left you. It's over. Now, are you ready for a real destructive challenge to Mrs. Thatcher in this month to remove her as leader?
No, I don't think that that will happen.
But all great events, like the American moon landings, attracted him. He could master the detail and still joke with a space helmet. American politics were reported live from the States, and anniversaries hear the D-Day landings from where they'd happened.
First, they ran into a minefield offshore. Second, the current was so strong that parts of the 4th Division were carried a whole mile further south than it should have been. They were extraordinarily lucky. There turned out to be few defences. Such Germans as there were quickly overrun. And within an hour, the whole wide beach was free, and the infantry were pushing on inland over the causeways.
His commentaries on the great occasions sought to capture a mood, not simply recount the detail.
If there's any heart that hasn't been won over by her today, it can kindly surrender now.
And over the years, through interviews and reports, he observed the changing role of royalty.
They believe they've moved the role along from planting trees and laying foundation stones. It's the royalty of charity and enterprise and egging on.
Robin Day also worked for ITN in the early days. Both he and Alastair have won numerous awards and been honoured with knighthoods.
It was largely due to him that News of Ten became such a triumphant success. Alastair Burnett, really, in 1967, was the booster rocket that put ITN into orbit. Well, he was a very witty man, and a very amusing man, and a very playful man, and I wish I'd worked with him more often. But came out most in his other great achievement in broadcasting, when he was anchoring the ITN election results marathon, when he showed a wit, a style, an expertise, and a fluency, which put the great Richard Dimbleby in the shade. And he was really, on those occasions, not just a polished performer or presenter. He was a commentator, he was an analyst, he was an anchorman, he was an expert, he was a political pundit. He was all those rolled into one.
And he's a passionate soccer fan, utterly delighted when his team, Partick, won the 72 Scottish Cup. And even when indulging another love, racing, just 4 days before the 87 election, he couldn't escape politics.
I would have said with a furlong to go, it might be difficult for the Conservatives to lose the election, but there's still 4 days to go.
But he got it right, as he did in developing the brief for his programme.
News at 10 tries to give a big audience, at the end of the day, the news of the day. And not, I think, just the news that may end up in the history books, but the sort of news about the royal family or show business or sport that people will be talking about on the building site or in the canteen the next morning.